You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you may sometimes wonder what we do during the commercial breaks. And we're always up to something. I mean, we're never just sitting here twiddling our thumbs waiting for the on-air light to go red again. And what we did in that last commercial break, there's a very dear couple in Florida who have just been tremendous blessings to us and great contributors. They're at our 10-year anniversary party. We were just sitting here writing a get well card. The wife of this particular supporter has gotten an illness, and we were signing a get well card that's going to be heading down to Callahan, Florida tomorrow, or I guess on Monday when the post office opens again. So we're praying for you. You know who you are, and we're with you. If there's anything we can do to be of service, please let us know. And very quickly, I told everybody, I've given a couple of teasers, that we're going to give you a shocking story that takes media dishonesty to an unprecedented new level that involves the political cesspool. We're going to tell you about that in the next segment, so stay tuned for that. It's an NBC News story, no less, so it's one of the big boys again giving us a little play. And we'll tell you all about that after the next commercial break. Stay tuned for that. It's pretty interesting, I think. But before we do that, just a quick final word on the story out of Ole Miss that we were covering at the end of the second hour with this kid who's going to jail. You know, Eddie was real hot and heavy. It still is. I mean, it is a tragedy and a travesty what's happened to this kid, and that he has to serve 6 months for basically doing a silly prank, but committed really no crime. I guess they can pretend it's a crime, and they can sentence him as if it's a crime, but it's no legitimate crime. And Eddie really wanted to circle the wagons and help this kid, and of course I do too, but as I told Eddie, I said, you know, with the way the cogs of justice or injustice turn in this country, the court systems, and it's such a slow process, in 6 months he'd be out before we ever even got a hearing if we could find a lawyer that wanted to help. Plus, he took the deal. I don't know what really you can do if he's taken a deal and agreed to it, admitted guilt, and accepted the sentence as fair, what you can do with that. And then finally, you know, he would denounce us anyway. I said, I think his parents would denounce us and say they don't want help from racists, that their son's a good boy and not a racist like those evil people in Memphis, those Christians on the political cesspool. And what leads me to believe that is he cucked big time. He apologized, wrote a nice apology letter to James Meredith saying he was sorry he offended his statue and he's not a racist and that he was not a racist until he came to Ole Miss, but there's such racism at Ole Miss. He got sucked into the cycle of hate in the fraternities, and they put hate in his heart, and he regrets it. And look, I get it. The kid's 18 years old. He's scared to death. He's going to federal prison. He'd say anything. He would disown his parents if it would get him out of jail. I get that. I don't hold it against him. You know, I've never been faced with a situation like that. Certainly, I've been savaged by the media, the likes of which he can't even understand. And I had a chance, too, back about a year into the run of the political cesspool when we first, back in the fall of 05, the spring of 06, when we first started getting a lot of scrutiny from the media for being a talk radio show that covers these issues, and we first got named to the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate list along with all the other good Christian people there. I mean, there's a few radicals and kooks on there that we wouldn't associate with, but a lot of them, Chuck Baldwin's on there, for God's sake, Focus on the Family and American Family Association, all this, you know, it's good company on the hate list. But, you know, I had never been through it before, and I'll admit, for a split second, and only a split second, I considered thinking, well, maybe if I apologize, it'll just all go away. But I thought better of it, and I talked to Bill Rowland about it, and that's not what I wanted to do. But when you're scared, you make stupid decisions. But I didn't make that decision. And when you're mad. But, I, you know, when I did give the interview and responded to the charge that we were on the hate list, I just said, that's great. I'm ecstatic. I want to be on the list of godless civil rights hustlers like the SPLC. I'm honored to be on there. We finally arrived as true leaders, and so on and so forth. But that's where we adopted the slogan, no retreat, no surrender, no apologies. We've never apologized for being right. We never will apologize for being right. We've done no wrong. But, Eddie, this gets back to this kid. You were gassed up and ready to go down there.
We were – I want the audience to know that, how serious we took this. You won't know. You can't know how much agony we've been over this. I've called James back and forth. We war game this. I think maybe cooler heads, you know, I tend to go have a hair trigger tipper. But we did go back in the history of the cesspool. Every time we've done this, an operation like this, I don't think I can think of a single time that the people did not turn on us. Paul Babu, Sheriff Paul Babu being a prime case.
And he perjured himself.
Yes.
In the House Judiciary Committee. He lied under oath saying he didn't know who you were and didn't know who we were, and he had never talked to you before, even though you had phone records that proved he had talked to you that could easily be obtained from a government agency if they wanted him.
In situations like that, James, as I don't have to tell you, I'm preaching to the preacher, has happened over and over and over.
Well, and you mentioned even in situations that we weren't directly involved with. Of course, I was featured on CNN to offer commentary on a television segment that covered the rapes, the black-on-white rape, torture, and murder of Shannon Christian and Christopher Newsom.
That's another case.
In Knoxville. And we had nothing to do with that other than I was brought on television to talk about it. But the point is, even their parents said, oh, we don't want, you know, the parents of the kids who had just been sodomized and raped and burned alive by these blacks and blinded and had chemicals poured all over their bodies. Obviously, that was a racially motivated hate crime. That was truly a hate crime. I don't think they got charged with hate crimes. I just think they got charged with, you know, murder and rape and kidnapping and torture and all the other stuff, but not a hate crime. It's not like, you know, what they did obviously wasn't as serious as putting a piece of rope on a statue, but the parents said, you know, we don't want this to be a racial issue. And you see this time and time and time again. Well, it is a racial issue.
It most certainly is. In the case, James, when the two high school kids in Kentucky that we were involved in, that's when Bill was alive.
It actually predates the show, but Bill Rowland was involved.
The political cesspool staff, we didn't have our show then, but we were seeds of the ground, so to speak. You know, the kids, two white kids in West Central Kentucky, were murdered in cold blood by a group of blacks because the two kids went to a school whose their mascot was the Rebels. And they were driving around a pickup truck with a Rebel with a Confederate battle flag on it, and they were murdered. Well, Bill Rowland, blessed to now deceased Bill Rowland, one of our greatest brothers we'll ever have. We miss him dearly. He organized a funeral up there. And there was thousands and thousands.
Well, not necessarily the personal funerals, but a vigil or a rally in support of the
slain. That's a better description of it. Thousands of people. The caravan went back for miles and miles. Well, the parents, once again, David Duke was going to come to speak. Once again, the parents, instead of having out all this anguish over their kids, They were more worried about it being turned into a race thing, about it being turned into a political thing. They didn't want to bring up race. They didn't want to bring up, you know, to be accused of being a racist. My God, the same thing happened to the preacher a couple of weeks ago when his wife got killed. I mean, that's what we were facing right there, people. And we found out the kid made a deal. We were denouncing his own fraternity, so we said the hell with it.
Look, it's his decision to make. It wouldn't be what I would have done in his position, but I haven't been in his position. He's 18. He's scared. I'm not going to pile on. He's going to serve a horrific sentence. We got to take a break.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, folks, we've been promising. Folks, we've been promising all night we're going to get to this story about how NBC News has taken media dishonesty to an unprecedented new level and how it involves the political cesspool. We've been talking about that since the very first segment of the first hour, how we were going to cover that in the third hour. And we are going to cover that in the very next segment. We were going to cover it in this segment, but we have breaking news occurring right now. And to bring us the scoop on this breaking news, which is happening, I believe, in Oregon, the state of Oregon, Sam Bushman, owner of Liberty News Radio Network, who is in Oregon tonight. I don't really know what's going on, but I believe we're about to find out. Sam, it's all yours.
Hi, James Edwards. Happy to have you with us, my friend. I'm literally in Boise, Idaho at a Walmart right now getting some tires fixed on a vehicle.
Oh, well,
however, I was live in Burns, Oregon earlier today. We had an incredible peaceful rally in Burns, Oregon in defense of the Hammond family. The Hammond family. They're a ranching family. They're great people. We had a peaceful rally in support of them. We went and marched down by the sheriff's office to the city buildings. We spent time in front of them. We sang Amazing Grace to the Hammond family at their door. And we had a great, wonderful experience. Right after we left, what happened, though, is everything went completely off the rails. A radio talk show host by the name of Pete Santilli, Ammon Bundy, and another gentleman named Mr. Cooper and others took over a federal building. They took over the federal building. There's about 30 people inside. I believe they are armed. I believe they are off their rockers and absolutely completely crazy. We stand 1,000% against this. Richard Mack, myself, and Kurt Crosby were at the peaceful rally earlier today. The CSPOA, Richard Mack, and myself all reject what they're doing now. We tried to talk them out of it as soon as we found out about it. They will not listen to us in any way, and they're absolutely creating a disaster that we completely stand against. I was live in Burns today for the peaceful rally. We left and have not taken part in the other events in any way, and we stand completely against what they're doing.
Well, Sam, what is the goal of – what is the objective that they hope to accomplish?
I got it. Let me – hey, Sam, let me make you a statement to this, brother. I was going to quote the Second Amendment, but I've scrapped that because let me ask you this, Sam. Do you smell controlled opposition? Do you smell false flag here?
Let me start by saying that I believe that there are government officials and provocateurs. I believe that I plant inside the building with them at this point. I will not name names at this time, but I'm telling you right now there's FBI informants leading this cause. There are good, honest patriots who are deceived and being led like a lamb to the slaughter. It's a disaster.
All right, so now here's what I think.
Bombardier nailed it,
I don't know anything about this except for what I'm hearing right now. I would imagine a story like this, this sounds like it's going to make national news or maybe is making breaking news even as we speak.
We pray that it does not equate to a standoff.
Well, it seems like after the success that the Patriots had with Clive and Bundy that the government really would want something like this to go very badly, Eddie.
Sam, if this was a real live takeover by the citizens, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe this by my heart, they would have already called in the National Guard, SWAT teams. They would have already gone in there and killed those guys dead. But, Sam, I believe you have nailed it. This is controlled opposition. They're trying to turn around everything that you've accomplished there, everything that was accomplished at the Bundy Ranch. It smells to high heaven, Sam. And I've got to shut up. I'm really excited about that.
I'm about to write an article on this called The Parting of the Ways in the Patriot Movement.
When did this – so it's 8:24 Central Time right now. We're broadcasting live here in Memphis, so it's 6:24 Pacific Time. When did this occur today?
I'm going to speak in Pacific time because that's when all the events transpired. So at about 11 o'clock, let's just say 10 o'clock, we arrived in Burns. We went to a restaurant, peacefully ate chili, and the waitresses at the location, I will not mention names again, said that they cleared out the jail for the Patriots. We laughed and said, well, we're going to be peaceful. And so we went to the Safeway in Burns, Oregon. We all met. There was probably about 700 people that gathered over time. At about 12:15, we started our march. We peacefully went by the sheriff's department. We dumped pennies on the porch to show our displeasure because the sheriff is not standing up for what's right in this case. Him and family are exactly good, honest, peaceful, proper people. We then marched to their house. I personally talked to the Hammonds and gave them a hug, shook their hands, told them what I was doing for them to tell the nation. They thanked me. It was very peaceful. We sang Amazing Grace. And then the march ended about 2 or 2:30 or so. We then went and ate at a restaurant and then left. And while we were leaving is when we heard about what was happening. I personally called Pete Santilli, one of the talk show hosts. He said that he was broadsided by this, just like we were, but I don't believe him. And the reason that I don't believe him is because we then told him not to go in, to depart like we did. Instead, he went in. Now he's inside with them at this moment.
Oh, it's just no doubt about it. That's proof. Hey, Sam, it's a total setup. It's a total controlled opposition false flag. Trying to discredit you, all the wonderful things that you and the sheriff has done, all the wonderful things that the real patriots have done. Those people are not patriots. They are federal thugs.
Well, and so these are people that are supposed advocates for the family,
but I submit to you they could do no – they're doing the most harm to the family and to the Patriot Movement they could possibly do at this time. Absolute, complete betrayal.
And that's why they're doing it, because they want to harm the movement as much as possible, Sam. I could not agree more.
Well, whether they are plants or whether they are just entirely misguided, it's like people who take the law into their own hands and murder someone, and then they become a martyr,
correct.
And then the cause that the shooter was supposedly fighting on behalf of, the opposite cause is bolstered 100 times more because he did something like shoot one of their leaders, and we've seen this happen throughout history. But, breaking news.
I do have clear intel that I can't reveal right this minute that does equate to an intentional traitorous act by misguided patriots led by government officials. I cannot go into all the details at this point, but long story short, it is an absolute intentional betrayal, and they have destroyed the Patriot Movement. And the 700-plus people that rallied peacefully are not part of this. There's about 30 people. I submit to you, they're armed inside. They have nothing to do with the broader peaceful rally, but it'll be about impossible with the mainstream press's manipulation for us to separate these two events. They've got my picture. They've got Sheriff Richard Mack's picture all over the news suggesting we're part of it. It's a complete lie.
Wow. Sam, wow. Once again, this goes back to the Murrow Trade Building in Oklahoma City when that building was destroyed. Bill Clinton and his thugs immediately tried to pin it on the militia movement, and they did so successfully. But, Sam, I think we're slicker, we're more educated. We need to let our people know, Sam, and I know I'm preaching to the preacher when I'm talking to you. We need to let our people know with every ounce of our body that this, we have no part of this. This is a total false flag, and we are not going to cease our patriot efforts. As a matter of fact, we're going to double down.
Well, and I'll tell you this.
We'll quadruple our efforts. The fact is, I was at the peaceful rally, and I will blatantly tell anyone that any time of day, it was a wonderful experience. We left. I am in Boise, Idaho now. The peaceful rally turned crazy by a few provocateurs who want to destroy everything that we accomplished.
Which is always what happens.
We cannot let it stand.
You ever get a good group together that's making headway? That's one of the reasons the political cesspool has been impervious, is because we're just a tight-knit crew of three or four people that can't be infiltrated. Our entire staff is about a half dozen people. But Sam, I'll tell you this. You have our support 100,000%. There is no greater family man, no greater God-fearing man, no greater patriot, no greater man that practices what he preaches than Sam Bushman.
So
and he's got our unequivocal support. He's an All-American. And, Sam, I know you're traveling back to Utah from Oregon. You're in Idaho now. We'll let you go and get back on the road. But thank you so much for sharing with us this breaking news, folks. Stay tuned to Liberty Roundtable.
And be very careful, Sam. Be very careful because you're a marked man, my brother.
Stay tuned to Liberty Roundtable, libertyroundtable.com, during the week. I know Sam will be talking about it on Monday.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQonline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQonline.com. Subscribe now.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Folks, what a show tonight. Not only have we covered a huge amount of ground and a huge amount of material, a huge contrast to the shows we had in December, which were still hard-hitting and still very substantive. We covered a lot of stories there, too, and had some great guests, but it was a lighter feel. We had the good music. It was just a more jovial, joyous month of broadcasting in December. This has been a very difficult show in terms of just the amount of stuff we've covered in 2.5 hours, including a great ad-libbed impromptu call from Matt the Copperhead, which we extended for a full segment. And then just then, the last segment, you hear from Sam Bushman traveling back from Oregon to Utah. He's in Idaho telling us about this breaking news story involving a militia that's taken over a government building. And, I assume this is probably making news right now. I'd have to get on the computer here in the studio to check. But if not, it will. You can guarantee that it will. And we'll circle back to that in a second. But I've been telling you all show we're going to talk about this NBC News story involving the political cesspool that takes media dishonesty to an unprecedented new level. Here's the headline from NBCNews.com. NBCNews.com, Confederate flag rally tests a diminished Ku Klux Klan. That's the headline of the article, Confederate flag rally tests a diminished Ku Klux Klan. Here's what the article is all about. It's all about the Klan. The loyal white knights of the Ku Klux Klan calls itself the largest Klan group in America. But it doesn't take much these days to claim that mark. The Knights, who on Saturday, this is a story from a few months back, but it just became news to us a couple of days ago. The Knights, who on Saturday will rally at the steps of the South Carolina Capitol to protest the removal of the Confederate battle flag, claims a few thousand active members nationwide, a figure that researchers say is exaggerated, but remains a tiny fraction of the 5 million Americans who were on the rolls of the Klan's chapters 90 years ago. Now the loyal white knights say the Klan is poised to return from the extreme fringe of American culture. The story goes on. The KKK has publicly denounced the Charleston, South Carolina church killings, allegedly carried out by a young man who visited white supremacist websites. That would be the Council of Conservative Citizens, which is just about the greatest group I've ever known. Posted photos online of himself posing with the Confederate flag and is believed to have written a manifesto that griped about the weakened state of the white supremacist movement. And then the story goes on to talk about how the Klan has received increased interest in a lot of phone calls and new members since the Charleston shootings. It says that Will Quigg, the California Grand Dragon for the Loyal White Knights, said it was difficult to predict how many would show up at this rally in South Carolina. That's why we're called the Invisible Empire. So a couple of things about this story. It's a much longer story than that, but the headline is Confederate flag rally tests a diminished Ku Klux Klan. It's talking about a rally that supposedly the Klan is having in South Carolina. This was back in the summer that they were having in South Carolina. A couple of things when I read this, but the entire story is all about the Klan. The story concludes with a little history about the Klan, and I don't know how much of it's factual, probably none. But it's all about the Klan. And I was wondering when the reporters were interviewing these subjects if they knew that they were government agents or if they really believed that they're actual Klansmen or what. But anyway, it was all about the Klan. I repeat, it was all about the Klan. Now, we're going to post this to our website in a couple of days at thepoliticalcesspool.org. In this story, that was entirely about the Klan in South Carolina and in a rally that the Klan was supposedly organizing in South Carolina, what picture do you think they used to illustrate this story? I'll tell you. It was a picture to illustrate this story. The picture they chose was a photograph of Eddie holding a Confederate flag in Memphis at our rally that we put on in the summer that had absolutely nothing to do whatsoever with anything they were talking about in this particular article. So
750 miles away, if it's a foot.
750 miles away, they take a picture of Eddie and put it in this article to illustrate it, and they mention Eddie by name. Eddie Miller holds a Confederate flag, you know, and anybody who sees that picture in this particular article is obviously going to say to infer that Eddie is a Klansman and he participated in this thing in South Carolina. None of that is true. So, look, it's one thing for them to call us racist and bigots and all of these other ridiculous and ignorant terms, but it's quite another for them to write a story about the Klan and a specific Klan get-together in South Carolina and then use a picture of political cesspool co-host Eddie the Bombardier Miller holding a flag in Memphis to illustrate this story. That, even after all these years, is a new one on me.
That's about.
I told you about this on Thursday or Friday. What was your reaction?
You're sure. I had to just laugh because it's so ridiculous. But they've done it so many times before. But like you said, James, they've never gone that quite far overboard. I mean, it'd be like taking a pencil and drawing a stick man and saying that's Mona Lisa. I mean, you know, and you know the point of this is, you absolutely can't. And I know I'm preaching to the choir, but it's stating the obvious. But you cannot believe anything the mainstream media, the so-called mainstream media, which is actually dead, puts out. My wife, bless her soul, out of just pure habits, you know, habits that built up for 50 years, she watches the news every day. And I tell her that what you're watching is just a crock. If you go to 50 news stations on cable or satellite, whatever, every one of them are going to be parroting the exact same stories. But, you know, James, you know, one thing that came to my mind, I know we probably never succeed, I think we should sue their
exactly,
head off.
Exactly what Sam Bushman advised us to do.
I think
was talking
we should
to Sam
sue
about
them.
This on Thursday. Actually, Sam scooped this story. Sam talked about this story on his show on Thursday before we could even talk about it on ours. He actually had me on to talk about it, and I was happy to do it. We had a great time. But no, Sam said you've got to sue them. There's no way, especially when you live in a majority black city like Memphis. This was a national news story. Now, you're probably asking yourself, well, why are you just talking about it now on the live broadcast of January 2nd? Folks, we didn't find out about this until Friday. That's the thing about the political – or Thursday or Friday. I think it was Thursday of last week. That's the thing about the political cesspool. You make so much news, you can't even keep up with it all. And that's
right.
The truth. But how I even came to find out about it at all was when I was compiling our top 10 list. I was compiling our top 10 list and for the moments of 2015. And, of course, our number one item was our Confederate flag rally here in Memphis that drew 500 people. And we were harassed by the Department of Homeland Security. And we had 3 days'
yes.
notice. We drew 500 people to this event. People drove – political cesspool fans drove – some of them drove more than 10 hours to stand there in the boiling heat with us to honor Nathan Bedford Forrest and to fight back against this push to attack the Confederate flag. Well, I didn't do any media interviews. I had a lot of people asking me to do interviews with the media at that rally. I just said, this is about the flag. This isn't about me. This is about our flag. I'm not going to talk to you.
Well, so many people there knew us, James.
Yeah, of course.
It'd be easy for the reporters to go and say, well, by the way, where is James at? Which one is the bombardier? Well, which one is Keith? It'd be easy for them to
Well, I mean, of course, and our pictures are on the website, yeah. So a lot of them knew us, and a lot of them have known us, especially the local reporters. They came up right up to me. But an Associated Press, you'll remember this, a photographer for the Associated Press was there and took that picture that was used in this story.
Right.
That was an Associated Press picture of you holding the flag. That's on our website now. If you go to the top 10 moments of 2015, it talks about that rally, and this picture was taken at that rally. And it made over 100 newspapers. And that's actually how I came to find this story. I did a Google image search of that
Beijing,
picture.
Beijing, China.
It
Manila,
was everywhere.
Philippines.
It was in Europe. It was everywhere. It, you know, Sacramento Bee, Kansas City Star, all these major newspapers in the United States and even overseas. It made Manila, Philippines. It made 100 different newspapers, you know, approximately around the world, this picture of you holding the flag. And you can put this picture into a Google image search and see the different websites where it's appeared and the different publications where it's been printed. And so I was just going through this as I was compiling the top 10 list just because I just wanted to see where all it appeared. I was, you know, going back and compiling the top 10 and just was looking into it. And then I saw, I said, NBC, I don't remember NBC doing an article about our rally in Memphis. Now, all of the other newspapers were talking about our event there in Memphis. It had a proper context of it was about our rally. But the one in NBC, I said, I don't remember them covering the rally. So I clicked on the NBC article, and sure enough, it was all about the Klan. It's this article that I just read. But there was your picture to illustrate a story that had nothing
to
do with us, nothing to do with you, nothing to do with our show. And they use our picture to falsely illustrate this story about the Klan. Anybody who sees it is obviously going to say, well, okay, here's the picture they're talking about. This guy showed up at the South Carolina rally,
James,
Eddie the Klansman Miller.
That'd be like us saying we saw a top surgeon here in Memphis before the abortion in an alley with a coat hanger.
We're going to pick
that's
up on this when we come back. We're going
to
talk more about this.
A backpack is more than just a bag. It's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right, there's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
So again, folks, again, this story is not even yet on our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. We're going to put it up on Tuesday morning. They were going to take snippets from this piece that NBCNews.com posted back in June. And as I said, I just stumbled upon it 6-7 months later by doing a search for this Confederate flag photo that the AP had taken of Eddie at our rally in Memphis, just to remind myself of where all it had appeared, because we were talking about it on the last show, and I found out on Thursday that it appeared on NBC News, this story about the Klan that had nothing to do with the image at all. And, you know, I will tell you another thing, though. We were talking about this last week. So many things like this have happened. Now, not necessarily like that. I've only had one incident that even came close to that. The ADL once put out a story, but that's not nearly as prominent as NBC News. That's just, you know, a left-wing hate group. NBC is an international media entity. Yeah. But ADL had one time posted an article saying that I had appeared at a neo-Nazi rally in Knoxville, Tennessee. And, you know, they say neo-Nazis are a relative term. They can use that about any group. But this actually was a neo-Nazi group with swastikas and boots and everything. And the fact of the matter was, I wasn't there. I wasn't in Knoxville. I don't associate with groups like that. I think it's counterproductive. It's not good. It's not a good image for our movement, and I don't associate with that. And so I wasn't there. But they wrote that I was at a certain place at a certain time at a certain event when I wasn't even in that city at that day, and certainly not at that event. But they had written it as if it was fact. James Edwards was at the event and marched with it. I said, come on, guys. I wrote him a letter. I said, you can call me any name you want. It's not true, but you're entitled to your opinion. But you can't say I was at a place. I said, if you leave that up there, you better show proof, photographic proof, or some form of evidence that was there. I'm going to have my attorney look into this. And they never responded to me, but within a couple of hours, they had taken it down. But it just goes to show that they will try to put this stuff up there. So you got to stay eternally vigilant. But with regards to the media, an international, it'd be another thing if it was some left-wing blog or just some anti-white blog writing things but this is a trusted, not with our audience, but most people trust NBC
worldwide
to at least get the facts right. They're going to be biased and left-wing and anti-Christian and anti-white, but they should at least get dates and figures and pictures right, and at least have a picture come from the same state of the story. So this was new.
There's no low that they won't stoop below. James, I think they did retract that story about you because I saw they said they made a mistake that you were actually at a cross lighting in a lynching party.
Hey, it's funny you bring up the cross. He's being facetious, of course. And it's funny you bring up the cross lighting because I'm looking at this story right now. There's actually two pictures to illustrate the story about the Klan. The picture of you and a picture of a legitimate cross lighting that took place in Virginia. Still has nothing to do with this particular article, but it at least involves the actual Klan or people claiming to be Klans.
Big was the cross? I mean, did it do us justice? Now, again, being facetious, but you know what, people? This can be dangerous to the cesspool. I don't know how much we got out before the last break because of music, but this would be akin to the political cesspool saying, and I won't name the surgeon. We have some very well-known, internationally renowned surgeons in Memphis, saying, using their picture of the surgeon and interposing it at an abortion clinic and saying, this guy has performed so far 20,000 abortions and he's very proud of it, using his picture. That's the same thing. This could cause us great damage. I guarantee you this story's not going to die. Me and James are going to look into it. And, you know, if we can win a big lawsuit. I was telling James, heck, we could even get another microphone in here. Maybe another chair. This doesn't have maybe we even hire the guy to come out and kill that rat. You know, the rats get in here all the time. But at least it gave me a chance to shoot my gun. But, you know, this, in all seriousness, James, how could anybody, I mean, we wised up to him, you know, years ago, that they'll stoop to.
Well, anybody who reads this story is going to think that political cesspool co-host Eddie Miller was at the Klan rally in South Carolina and at the cross lighting in South Carolina. This is what you infer. Normally, when you illustrate a story, the picture has something to do with the subject matter. And in this case, it doesn't at all. It's just another story.
This is a case in point why it really is as much as, I mean, I was raring to go. Got car gassed up. Another reason why it would have been unwise for a teeny, tiny, no-power organization like we have to go trotting off down yonder in Mississippi because we could have been tarred and feathered.
I certainly wouldn't say that we might not have a big budget, but we are certainly not a no-power. You don't get denounced by the United States Congress. You don't get this kind of flack. You don't get perpetually and constantly attacked and savaged by the international press. And I'm not just talking about local. We obviously have power, and they know it, or they
money.
Care
I'm talking
what
about
we, do,
just have
we
no,
don't have money.
We ain't got no money, and we ain't got no F. Lee
buddies.
But
I say this, and I'm not trivializing the money situation. Yeah. We have enough to get by, and that's enough for us
Thank
to continue
God.
Our work. And we wouldn't have that if it wasn't for our audience. So, you know, people make $10,000 contributions left and right to all of these left-wing causes, million-dollar contributions, whatever.
Friggin' magazine's probably bringing in $1 million a year, the ones we brought in tonight.
This homosexual magazine.
It's got some of the biggest names sponsored in the state of Tennessee and tri-state area.
And, you know, we survive on $25, $100 contributions. Sometimes we get people who give more than that, and that's very rare. But we know them all by name, that's for sure. But look at what we were able to do with that. And yet we're put up against these multi-billion-dollar entities like NBC who are out to get us by hook or crook. But it's another story that we'll remember. It's another story when it's all said and done, and hopefully that doesn't come until we're on our deathbeds. But when it's all over, nothing lasts forever. We'll look back and say, you know what, you remember that time? And this is one of those instances where, you know, this is something that you'll remember because it's such a big thing and it's so unusual. But it goes back to, like we said last week, Eddie, so many things. You know, one of our guests, Paul Babu. He's supposed to be this
what
big
a
defender.
A liar.
A degenerate. You know, he's supposed to be this big defender of the border, and he's having a homosexual affair with an illegal alien. And if we'd have known that, we'd have never had him on the show. He
forced,
sullied our show.
Forced homosexual affair, James.
He was right. And he gets rape. On when we're getting denounced by Congress. He lies under oath. And then this came out in the middle of a senatorial campaign. We had John McCain denouncing us and J.D. Hayworth. I mean, sometimes we forget much we've done. And the whole thing with that David Duke conference that we helped organize here in Memphis back in 2008? I guess it was 2008 maybe. And we had the media sending out helicopters trying to find out where we were having the meeting. And we had the local government declaring a state of emergency and people threatening to blow up the hotel if they don't kick us out. And, you know, the people who are opposing us, of course, issuing those threats of violence, nobody on our side. I mean, we could go on forever. There's just so much we've done and so much we've been a part of that's just been huge.
But what I meant was we have, I should say, no money. You know, but yeah, you know what? You know what? It's incredible. I you know what? It's surreal. I know I use that term a lot. When I stop and think how much influence, how much hell, how much pain we have caused. Well, listen, you talk about a United States, a sitting United States Senator, John McCain, who he was in danger for a time of losing his friggin' election because of the political cesspool. If you should see our radio station, you would laugh. We got rats and snakes. You know, and people like a sitting United States congressman here in Memphis, Tennessee, and other congressmen and I can't name, and senators in Washington, D.C., denouncing me and James by name on the floor of the United States Senate, for God's sakes. We're hitting them hard, son.
That's right. Well, we're hitting them. We're telling
them
the truth.
Gonads.
And we have an audience, and that's what they fear. Is not if we were just here talking to ourselves every Saturday night, they wouldn't fear us.
They know we have a big audience.
They
know we have an audience.
They have a big audience, and that's why they hit us. We really don't have snakes and rats, though. There was one snake one time. I don't want people to think. Listen, we run a very professional ship. It's low budget. It's not low budget. It's actually very
We
well
used
done.
To have snakes and rats.
We now. Had a, we, that was the other radio station. 1600 gives us much better digs.
I'm getting old. I forget that. I forget. I'm
there was
old,
a one snake that got in there and got fried in our equipment, but that was the one time.
Wait a minute. Now, you remember the one they stuck his head down when the
chief
was there?
That was back at Millington. That was 1380. We're at 1600 now.
I'm still living in the past.
But it's their sister stations, and they're still owned by the same guy and the same general manager. But we love them both. But, you know, hey, what are you going to do? You know. But one more thing. We just got this break. You know, talking about Sam Bushman's tip a second ago, already headlines out, anti-government protesters, marks in Oregon. They're not anti-government. They're anti-government operating outside of the bounds of the Constitution and rule of law. These people are not anti-government. But once again, lies in the headlines, lies throughout the press, lies throughout the story. Sam Bushman's not anti-government. He's anti-government doing wrong.
Sam Bushman is the most straight-arrow guy I know. You know what? And me and James were talking about this at the break once again. You know, we could just go and get braced for it. We, me and James and Keith, along with Sam and Kurt, we're going to be linked
with a bunch of anti-government terrorists. Just get ready for it. I'm not worried about it. I see no way in the world they could pin that on us. But they'll probably try, though, James, you know?
For God's sake, like, they should just put your picture to illustrate a story about the Klan basically calling you a Klansman. And you know, that's completely dishonest. It's one thing for them to be biased and to misrepresent us and to call us names, but to put us in a place, in a state, at an event that we were oblivious even occurred, and use our picture to illustrate the story, that's a bridge too far. That's been a hell of a first show of the new year. We do a show like this every week, Eddie. We're going to burn the air down. But we got to go. We're out of time.
They'll probably interpose a swastika on our forehead.
That's right. Yeah, that'll be in the next picture. That's tomorrow's article. Good night, everybody. We love you. God bless you. God bless you. We'll see you next week. ThePoliticalCesspool.org.